Napoleon. The Rebbe, Sava Rebbe, holds Toivet HaNo'amon. Rebbe holds that even Trumas HaMeister, even though the owner can't eat it for himself, but he has a right to give it to whichever kohen he wants to, which is worth money to him. So it's also considered like he owns that tevel. Therefore, if you stole my 100 apples, you have to pay me back the complete amount of the 100 apples. You have to pay me back for everything. Because Toivet HaNo'a is called Mammon. So it's called that the owner owns everything here. For Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Sava, no, that Toivet HaNo'a ain't a Mammon. No, I tell you, the Toivet HaNo'a, that that you have a right to give away the Trumas HaMeisris, doesn't give you a shen like you're an owner. It doesn't belong to you. So therefore, if you don't own it, so he didn't steal it from you. Like, it's not called Mammon by you. What did he steal from you? Just the other 98 apples that you're allowed to eat. But these two apples that you would have to give away for Trumas HaMeisris, that's not called he stole it from you, because it's not called like you own it, you have no ownership in it. So, that's the machlokes, if by Trumas HaMeisris is it called that the owner really owns it, and that would be the pshat in the Sefer of our Mishnah. That's why the kahanim that you said can't eat from it are not allowed to take it, because they're called having enjoyment from you. But the Reish of our Mishnah, that's mashma, the other, any kohen could come and take it, holds like Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda, that they hold Toivet HaNo'a is not called Mammon. So it's not called the owner owns any part of the Trumas HaMeisris. Therefore, even though you made a nis and neder that kahanim cannot have enjoyment from you, they only can't have enjoyment from things that you own. But from the Trumas HaMeisris that you have, it's not called you own it, they have a right to take it. So, that's the machlokes for Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rebbe. Gemara says, no, could be that's not the machlokes over here. I'll tell you really light. No, it's not true. Maybe the kula yalma Toivet HaNo'a ain't a mammon. Could be everybody holds Toivet HaNo'a is not called mammon. It's ain't a mammon. It's not called the owner owns the Trumas HaMeisris. So then what's the machlokes over here? So why does Rebbe say, if a person stole your tevel, he has to pay it back? You don't own it. It's not yours. So why does Rebbe say you have to pay it back for if everybody holds Toivet HaNo'a is ain't a mammon? So Gemara says, Elohocho b'matonois shaloi hurmu kamiflugi. So machlokes in the matonois that you didn't take off Trumas HaMeisris yet is considered as if you took off Trumas HaMeisris. That's what the machlokes is. So Ran says, b'matonois shaloi hurmu kamiflugi. The Rebbe Sovar, kibon de loi hurmu, since you didn't take off the Trumas HaMeisris yet, kibon shaloi hurmu Trumas HaMeisris, have a look at chulin sheboi. The whole kree now, the so 100 apples, is all called like chulin. The lav kemishur madamim. He is not called like you have Trumas HaMeisris here. So Meisa, the guy stole the 100 apples from you. And these 100 apples, none of them was truma yet. So therefore, there's no truma here, so you stole his 100 apples. Rabbi Yossi Savano, kemishur madamim. I'll tell you, even though we didn't take off Trumas HaMeisris yet, but since he's... And in these things, you don't have anything. Yeah. So therefore, if you hold it's loy hurmu, you didn't take off the Trumas HaMeisris yet, then it's all called kechulin. But if you hold it is kurma domla, you did take off the truma already, that's what Rabbi Yossi holds, kemish hurma damyan, v'yein lo b'em klum, you don't own anything. V'yein lo b'em klum, u'mashimach yein l'mashalem el d'mechulun shabo. So it could be that's not the machlokes over here. Everybody else, Toivet HaNo'a, if it would be truma, you don't own it. And therefore you don't have to pay for it. Now why does Rebbe say you have to pay for this, all these apples? Because you didn't take off truma yet. It was all chulin. That's why you have to pay it back. And Rabbi Yossi holds, no, we look as if since it's going to be truma, what's going to be truma, we look as if we see the truma here right now, and since that those apples you don't own, I don't have to pay it back to you. Gemara says, "V'i Toivet HaNo'a ain't a mammon." If you want to tell me though, Toivet HaNo'a is not called mammon. If so, then mali hurmu, mali mahurmu. Like, what's the difference if you took it off or not? So Ran says, "The chivon of Toivet HaNo'a ain't a mammon ki loy hurmu." If you didn't take off the truma yet, my heve to apsichid be truma ma'isa shein loy behen klum. This question is, what's the pshat in Rebbe? Even though you didn't take off truma ma'isa yet. But lemaisa are you going to? But there's a svar in these 100 apples right now, like lemosha, right now you can't eat anything. Right now it's all tevel. So the only way for the owner to eat it is by taking off Trumas HaMeisris. So if you tell me now Trumas HaMeisris is lav mammon, Toivet HaNo'a is ain't a mammon, so what's the pshat in Rebbe? Why do you have to pay for the whole thing? Like, there's no way that the owner can enjoy all these apples here. The way it is right now, it's tevel, you can't eat anything. Elamar, we have to say that once you take off the trumas and iser, so good, then the rest of the fruit you could eat. For that, if somebody steals it, they'll have to pay you back. But for these one or two apples that's going to be trumas and iser, you don't own those. So what's Svarin Rebbe? Why should Rebbe say you have to pay it back? Ela hainu time of the Rebbe. You know what the Svar Rebbe is? I tell you, konsul rabbon leganev. So no machlokes here. That really you should not have to pay back the value of the truma and the maaser. But Rebbe Yod is a new kenas. The chonim kansa de ganev. Ki hechad lo lignov. We don't want people to start stealing. So we don't want, we want to make you get away easy. So if you stole 100 apples from your friend, even though your friend could only eat 98 of the apples, two of the apples he can't enjoy anyway, so what? Lamaisa, you stole the 100 apples, the Chomim made a kanas upon you, pay back the 100 apples. For Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Sobar, Kansu Rabbon Lamalabayis, Ki Echad Lelishuya Letivla. And Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Sobar is the opposite way. We don't make the ganef pay back the extra two apples, but really it was the owner's fault. Like when you have apples in your house, what you're supposed to do is, right away take off the Truma Samaisa. How come you left this bushel of apples alone without taking off the Truma Samaisa? Like how come a guy stole it? It had to be that you left it over a while. So you did something wrong also, the owner, by leaving your bushel of apples unattended without taking off the Truma Samaisa. So therefore the Chum, instead of making the Knas, the Ganav has to pay, we have Yosef Yehuda holds that they let the Balabos lose out something. But our Kopon was still back to the Stira in our Mishnah though. It's a Kash of the Reshit to the Sefer then. How come the Reshit smashed from our Tovus and Azena Mamin? So be good the Reshit. But the Kash then is the Sefer of our Mishnah. The Sefer of our Mishnah, you're telling me now, everybody holds Tovus and Azena Mamin. So when a person made an Issa Neder, that these Kahanim, these two Kahanim can't have enjoyment from me, why can't they take the Truma Samaiser? If you're telling me now it's called Azena Mamin, why shouldn't they be allowed to take it? They're not having enjoyment from the owner. So my answer is like this: Rav Oma Shani Truma, Tahainu Taima Diyitlu Akorchoi Mishum De Truma Lechaz Yel Lekahanim VeChivon De Kaosi LeMisra Layu Shav Yafra Biyama. Now Rav says like this: Rav holds Kloimar Kula Mastisin Isle De Toivus Ano Mamin. Rav holds really could be everybody holds that Toivus Ano is called Mamin. When the Jew owns it, has his Truma Samaiser, since it's in his hand to give it to whichever kind he wants to, it's called valuable to him, it means something to him. The Gemara always says because a shver, a father-in-law of a kohen, sometimes will come to you and give you money. And they'll say, I'll give you $10, give all your Truma to my son-in-law, the kohen. So since people sometimes will pay you to give your truma to a certain kohen, it's called you have enjoyment from the truma right now. The Jewish, the Yisrael, when he owns the truma, it's called he has some value. It belongs to him. So if the truma really belongs to the Yisrael, so then it's good to say for our Mishnah. The end of our Mishnah is very good. If the Jew says, the Yisrael says, that these two kahanim are making an issa neder, they can't have enjoyment from me, so these two kahanim are not allowed to come and take away my truma. Because my truma belongs to me, I have Tovus Anor in it, they can't take my truma, there's an issa neder. Other kahanim have a right to come and take away my truma. But these two kahanim, since the neder was called upon these two kahanim, they can't take away my truma. Then the kasha we have is the ratio of the Mishnah. Why does the ratio of the Mishnah says that the Israel made issa neder, that nobody could have enjoyment, no kahanim could have enjoyment from me, then we say, whoever wants to, any kohen can come and take it. Why? We're saying now that Tovus Hanoi is called Mammon, that the owner, he owns this truma, he has bailus, he has ownership in the truma meiser. So if he made an issa neder, nobody could have enjoyment from me. Why are they allowed to come and take it? Why isn't the neder chal? This Rava says a new svara. Rava says, Ki von de kosi lemisra layu, since by the Israel saying this neder, there's no kohen could take this truma at all, and the Yisrael himself also can't have enjoyment from this truma. Therefore, the svara is shavya afra b'yalma. It's a svara that the owner is like making this truma hefka. What did Yisrael do? He himself can't eat this truma, because it's also a chiyav misa if he eats it. The only thing he could do with it, the only ownership he has in it, that he has a right to give it away to kohanim. Now, if he himself makes an issa neder, that this truma is also to every kohen, so he can't give it away to any kohanim. So he has no enjoyment from this truma at all. So then it's considered as if he himself made it hefka. So since Hila Meister makes it Hefker, now any kohen in the world can come and take it. Because if they come and take away the Truma, it's not called a taken Truma from you, because you already mafker it. To you, Yeshua belongs to nobody. So therefore, if it's Hefker, that's Pshan the Reisha. So then it's very good to stay for though. But when you don't ask to retool the Kohanim of the world, you only stay if you Kohanim can't use it. So then the Pshat is, it still belongs to you, because you have the right to give it to the other Kohanim. So since it belongs to you still, then the Neder is Chal, that those two or three Kohanim can't come and take it from you. Just other Kohanim have the right to take it. But that's Rabbi's Chiddush in the Reish of the Mishnah. When you make it also to all Kohanim, that's a Svara that you're making it Hefker. Once you make it Hefker, therefore it's Mutter. Then the Ran just talks about, even though it's possible that later a person could be Sherlan, so the Ran just says, in Sifin's Gemara also, that if somebody makes his things, let's say somebody says, these fruits are rosa to me. Person has his own bushel of apples, and he makes a neder, these apples are rosa for me to eat. So Ran says, now the Gemara comes out, that whoever wants them, can come and take those apples and eat them. Those apples should become Hefker. Once those apples, you can't have any enjoyment from it, once we see you can have no enjoyment from these fruits, automatically it's like you're making a Hefker, so if somebody makes a neder that these my fruits are also to me, so then it's like Hefker, if you can't enjoy it, it belongs to Hefker, whoever wants to come along and take it. There's only suffering is, but maybe she have to be afraid that later will be Sherla Nidroi. Maybe it will be Matur's neder later, and it comes out of Mafreya, it belongs to him. Tadi says, for that we're not afraid of. And also the other Tzatzah said that even if you share later, it won't help. Because once you make these Paris also to you, it's like right now you're making it Hefka. So it's considered like your mamish made it Hefka. So even if later you'll be share la nidra and take away your neder, but you can't take away the Hefka that you made. The Maisa, when you say that your fruit should be also to you, it's like you're saying you have nothing to do with it anymore, and you're like making it Hefka. So once it becomes Hefka, whoever wants it can come and take it. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding daf pei hei yamar aleph by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, koinein sheini oisa al piyaba. If a wife says that she makes an issa neder, that her father cannot have enjoyment from what she does, from what she makes. Sheini oisa al piyaba. That whatever I make, whatever I do, should be yosa to my father. Or else, va piyavicha. She says to her husband that your father, in other words, her father-in-law, should be yosa to have enjoyment from whatever she makes. Or else we are piyachai. She makes a neder that her brother can't have enjoyment from her. Or else we are piyachicha. She says to her husband that your brother, her brother-in-law, can't have enjoyment from her. So the locher is all these types of nedarim is eino yochol hofer. So her husband has no right to be made for these nedarim. Why? Because they have nothing to do. It's not called a neder of inu nefesh. It doesn't give her any pain. She's making a neder that these people can't have enjoyment from her. She has a right to make such a neder. And it's not dvorim bein er lebeino. It's not between her and the husband. Because the husband's allowed to have enjoyment from his wife. Just the wife made a neder that she can't give enjoyment to his father, her father, the brothers. That has nothing to do with the husband himself. Therefore, this is a neder that is not inu nefesh and not dvorim bein er lebeino. Therefore, the husband cannot be made for it. If she wants to be matter the neder, she has to go to a chacham to be matter the neder. What about if she says she'ini oise al picha? She says what, that I'm not going to work for you. In other words, she tells her husband that whatever she makes is also to her husband. It's like issa kainim, it's an issa neder for her husband to have enjoyment from it. So the Mishnah says, Eine sorach l'hofer. You should know in such a case, the husband does not even have to go to make hafara. Why? What the Ran explains, because she's meshubit to work for her husband. She has to work for him. That's the Tanai Ksuba. So since she has to work for her husband, she doesn't have a right to make an issa neder to mafki her shibut. The top Ran says, Meshum de shibudim mishabit lei. V'lav kol kimina de mafkas lei le shibudei. She can't take away her shibud, like that's part of the ksuba. She has to work for her husband. So therefore, she has no right to make an issa neder that what she makes is also to her husband. So therefore, Tanakama says, ain't circle hofer. The husband does not have to be made for that neder. The neder is not chal. It doesn't take place. Rabbi Akiva Oimer Yofer. Akiva says no, the husband should be made for this neder. Since it's called Dvarim Shebeno Lebeno, she made a nisa neder that he can't, the husband can't have enjoyment from her, that affects him, so therefore he's allowed to be made for it, and he should be made for it. Why? Because Shem Metadef Olav Yosem in a royal loy. Maybe she'll make more than she's supposed to. Like true, there's a certain amount that she's supposed to work for you, and that she's meshubet, but she has to work for you. So she can't make an edit to say that should be also to the husband. But let's say she makes more than she's supposed to. So the extra amount, that she's not meshubet, but she does not have to work for the husband. So if she does, on that part the neder would be chal. So since the neder is chal on the hadofa, the whatever she makes more than she's supposed to, and Mashem Rav Kiva holds that the hadofa, if she makes more, it belongs to her. It does not go to the husband. Therefore, since it belongs to herself, she has a right to make a nisa neder. So therefore, the husband should be made for that neder. That's Rav Kiva's svara. The Tanakhama holds that even the hadofa, what she makes more than she's supposed to, also goes to the husband. Therefore, Tanakhama says there's no reason for the husband to be made for this neder. The neder is not chal at all, since whatever she makes belongs to the husband anyway, so she has no right like to make it also on the husband. Rabbi Akiva holds no, that if she makes more than she's supposed to, more than chomei sloyim, that's the measurement that we had in Gemara Ksubis, mishka chomei sloyim, that's what she's mechuyif to work for the husband. If she makes more than that, the extra money she's allowed to keep for herself. So therefore, if she makes this issa neder, the neder is chal. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva says the husband should be made for the neder. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Yomer Yefer, he says another reason, he also holds like Rabbi Akiva, that the husband should be made for this neder when he hears about it, but for another reason, because Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri holds that Shema Yigor Shena, maybe later the husband will give her a get, and then once you give her a get, then she's not meshubah to work for you. Then she doesn't have to work for you anymore. So then the neder would be chal. Then whatever she makes belongs to herself. And the neder is chal for then. So what do we care about the neder is chal for then? Well, it'll come out then, the husband can never remarry her. Because once the neder is chal, then the husband can't be made for it later. And he can't remarry her anymore. Because you can't marry a lady that you can't have enjoyment from. Like it's impossible to live with her if you can't have enjoyment from her. So if Rav Yochanan ben Uri holds that the husband right now should be made for that neder, in order that later when he gives her a get, the neder should not be chal. So even though the chur right now the neder is not chal, because right now she is mishubid to her husband, Rav Yochanan ben Uri says, no, but the neder is chal later after she receives the get. Like the Gemara was saying, it's a case of, like Adam Makdish, Dovah Shalom Bali Erlam. Like even though so far she didn't get a get, but we have to be afraid that later when she does receive a get, that's when the neder will be chal. And then it'll be too late for the husband to be made for the neder. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says the husband should be made for the neder right now. So there really are two chidushim in Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. First of all, that the neder could be chal, even though right now, kol zman they're married, the neder can't be chal. It could, of course, right now, whatever she makes, she's meshubah to give it to her husband. But still we say, since later, after the get, then what she makes belongs to herself, this neder that she made today could be chal later on. That's like a dovah shlav aliyelam. And secondly, he holds that the husband could be made for such a neder. Even though the neder is not chal now, the neder is only chal really later, after she receives the get, still when he hears about the neder today, he's allowed to be made for it right now. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. So this the Gemara says, Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says, that halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. That what? That the neder is going to be chal later when she receives a get. Again, if the wife made a neder, that whatever she makes is also to her husband. So kol zman they're married, the neder is not chal, because she's meshubit, she has to work for him. She can't make the neder, but when she receives a get, then the neder is chal. So therefore, the husband right now should be made for it for that time later. And Shmuel says, halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, but I can paskin like this. So this the Gemara says, Lameimra, you want to tell me that the Kesava Shmuel, that Shmuel has to hold, Shmuel holds, that Adam Maktish Adova Shloi Bol Yerlam. So they lushen all over. If you want to be Maktish, you want to make something Hegdish that didn't come to the world yet. The marshal, you say, when the animals give birth, the children that they have, you're going to be makdish those animals. So the animal is not here yet. Your animal is not even pregnant yet. So it's a machlokes here, you can be makdish that or not. Or else if you say the apples that grow off your tree, I'm going to be makdish them. So it's a machlokes if you could be makdish them or not. One man, the yama, we hold, it's not chal. Because since right now the apples are not in the world yet, or the animals are not born yet, there's nothing here that the hegdish should be chal on. So you can't make hegdish should be chal now for later. But you want to tell me, since Shmuel paskens like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that when the wife is still married, when she makes the neder now, that whatever she makes is also to her husband, right now the neder cannot be chal. Because right now, kol zaman she's married, she's meshubid, she has to work for her husband. She can't make this neder. So the neder is not chal now. When could the neder be chal? Later, after she receives the get. Now she's not meshubid to work for the husband anymore. So that's when the neder could be chal. So like she's making the neder now, when she's still married, to be chal first later, after she receives the get. So that's called the davar shloi bali elam. It didn't come in this world yet. She's not in that situation that she has a get yet. So the chur the kashra is, why is the neder chal then? So you have to say, Shmuel holds, that odem makdish davar shloi bali elam, yes, you could make hegdish, or here you couldn't make nedarim, to be chal later on, even though right now that situation is not here yet. So that's what Shmuel has to hold if he paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And this the Gemara says, a Ramini, I have a kasha then. I'll prove to you that Shmuel says not like that. A Ramini, there's a Mishnah in Ksubis that says, Ha makdish maisi de ishtoi. If a husband goes and says that whatever my wife makes should be hegdish, he's makdish maisi de ishtoi. Whatever your wife works and whatever pay she gets, whatever she makes, that should become hegdish. That's what the husband says.